this is the fifth key, and oh, I don't have my page up. Wait a minute, just a moment. And I think according
it
to
refresh.
The
it refresh.
Here's the refresh right here. According to the session you did with Michael Brown, very much appreciated by many, the fifth key regards the relegation of time, the angels when you come and go. So going is a piece of cake. Coming back, you better know the OA movements. That's the cliff notes from that one. And what the key itself says is the mighty sounds have entered into your third angle and are become as olives in your olive mount, looking with gladness upon the earth and dwelling in the brightness of the heavens as a continual comforters. Unto whom I fastened pillars of gladness, 19, and gave them vessels to water the earth with her creatures. And they are the brothers of the first and second in the beginning of their own seats, which are garnished with continually burning lamps, 69636, whose numbers are as the first, the ends, and your contents of time. Therefore, come to you and obey your creation. Visit us in peace and comfort. Conclude us as receivers of your mysteries. For why, O our Lord and Mister is all one. And so one of the things I have in my notes from when we did it before with the little drawing here is authority and physicality is all one. In the fifth key, speaking to the angels is merging back to one. So you get your power and authority. So that relegation of time, is power and authority together outside of time, Ion? Is that what that's talking about?
The representation. But we had to be very careful here because there was a window. We had to have one permission. Just 1 second. Hey, boss.
Yes.
Brian Johnson was charged with going into the details regarding the lampstand.
Yes.
Is he or is he not today present?
I'll just check the list here.
Double check it. Unmute it. Say, come forth if you can. It might cost you your sovereignty.
I'm sad to say he is not here.
All right, that's what we need to know. Jenny Bell, you're on. You're fixing to do the lampstand starting. Let's go.
Okay. So on my... All right, well, let me get out my lampstand notes then, because I just got a ton of them, Ion. But,
we know that. So let us help you. Let us help you out. Let's help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Third angle, the olives in your mount, olive mount. The Mount of Olives is a big deal. From the Gethsemane range, it refers to every level or degree of abundance. It has to come from the abundance. Without the olive mount, you have a mount of olives. You have nothing. And that's also the fickle people, too. Don't mess that up. That's important, you know, because you got to get that in there. So that is a whole condition of why there was gladness on the earth. All right? And this also deals with what you're talking about with your lunar expedition, because it says, upon the earth and dwelling in the brightness of the heavens as continual comforters. You hit it on three layers or three parts that are the big picture for now, that was then, that's coming. Because they're going to be totally surprised when the moon rocks that they brought back from the moon aren't from the moon at all. You see, because there's no moon rocks that don't have a specific relativity of isotopes, as they are indeed radioactive, every single one. And yet, the ones they bring back, ridiculous obsidian is what it actually was, however rare, became the same basic lava that you can dig in Maui and find pretty close if you dug a little bit. But the point of this is this convergence, trying to find a happy place, the comforters. And then you go to the next layer. We're doing this while she's putting her notes, because she's going to have questions. Jenny got some damn notes now. You can say what you want to. That girl got some notes. Unto whom I fasten pillars of gladness. 19. Bob.
Yes.
Give us the significance of having 19 pillars.
Bob. Second letter of the alphabet, O, the 15th letter of the alphabet, B, the second letter, B, O, B, adds up to 19, 2, 15, 2, it's 19. That's the deep, deep meaning. On the surface, I haven't been doing my homework in that area. I don't remember what Ian said 8 years ago.
Okay, we're going to get to those gladnesses, but the significant part of the 19 divisions. Now, you're arguing about your dodecahedron and your rhombic dodecahedron and the formularies and the differences that you go. Do you remember, Connie, when you were looking at the stone and you had the triangle points and you laid out and looked on the black rock and you had those corners and marks? Those apply the same way as, what do you say, coordinates. Now, when you do that, that doesn't make any difference, because if you don't know where you are, you don't know where you are in proximity to anything else. So if you can't find yourself, you triangulate that position. Now, here we go. Where does it go now? Where does it go? Oh, we're going to do this, so we're going to finish it, but y'all get Bert ready. He needs to get his ass ready. He's going to go on, not long. But when he does, get him queued up, because we're going to clean this up. Full circle now. Y'all have done it. Y'all stirred it up. Bob wants the greatest show that was ever a greatest show, so we might as well give him something. Here's your little something. Here's your little something. Here's your something. The vessels of water in earth with the creatures, that's what's ushering now. That is your living water, which has been, I mean, that's what Moses took the staff and struck the white stone with. And that's what it came from. So it's only logical that that'd be the case. And there's no issue. But those vessels of water held outside of the Temple Mount, which was also known as the Mount of Olives, where all that supplication flowed through. It's where you, all this is, y'all, it's where you put your power. It's, you just want an extension cord, but you don't want to make an octopus. So what allows you to have three chambers? We talked about the outer kingdom, the inner kingdom, and the middle kingdom. We talked about the upside down. We even went in the Thompson quadrant, for God's sake. Who in the hell would want to go to the Thompson quadrant and stay? You almost put the whole world in the Thompson quadrant. Cause Stranger Things to be a hit out of nothing, and we'd be back to 8-track tape players. Do you realize how hard a data stream is to get out of an 8-track tape player? It ain't no fun at all. No eye. Now, what happens is you have the shifting conditions that now this particular key, now the angel is hotter than $2 pistol. Y'all think the angels ain't hot right now? You better fasten your damn seatbelt, because it's on. It's on now. Because now here you got a battle. You got a real battle. You got the 4 and 20 elders. Watch your numbers. Oh, you're raging. The 4 and 20 elders are watching this all come place. Okay, you got your notes, Jenny. We better not get too far ahead, so we got to make this apply, otherwise they're going to think it's contrived.
Well, in my notes, a couple different things. If we're going to talk about the lampstands, one of the things is that we've been known the amino acids that are now becoming, I guess, because of the living water.
No, they're becoming because Carolyn found the amino acid in the crown of thorns that laid on Jesus' brow.
Okay.
Living water does not promote an amino acid. She found
it. It does not.
The blocks of the amino acid controls are all laid out on the Lucky Box. They weren't exactly right, but don't worry. We fixed it. It's all right. We got this. Then she was able to find the other block. Without, somebody needs to note something. We're telling you shit. We're talking. We're telling you things. You know why we're telling you things? Because they're known now. They weren't known then for now. Whatever that means. See, she's got it.
There's no echo.
Don't worry about it.
Stay there where you are.
Then we've quit speaking then. If the tech body's liking it then, see, that's the, here, that's what we were talking about, the battle. It's a real battle, y'all. We keep telling you, get happy or get out. Now you're facing
me. Ion, is this the battle in the quatrain of Nostradamus about me and the enemies and all that? That's why the enemies are plural. There's three wars. Oh, that makes it interesting.
And here's the thing. And it all is based on, you've got it so tangled up that we don't know how to say it. We played with you. We petted you. We chided you. We poked you. We've loved you up. We've set you back. We've made you mad. We've made you everything a rabbit can do to stomp. We've about done for you. We've called you out. We've embarrassed you. We talked about you.
Who are you talking about?
Everybody that's been played for all these years,
okay.
Ins and outs. The engagements are relative. Yeah, the engagements are appropriate. But what happens is it's for the position that you realize you're battling yourself. You're giving the enemy bullets for their guns to shoot at you.
Continue. Right, because it says you wouldn't even ask about the keys in your ascension because it just implies
correct.
That you don't know you have your power.
Basically, if you want something, all that does is prove that you don't have something, you see. If you want it, if you want a GQ, if you want a GQ, you don't have it. But if you got a GQ, then that's all you want. You don't want no more than that. He's right there asking.
That's what the keys say, Ginny?
It is. It's what it's
yeah, it is,
but now,
basically.
Wait.
But wait, no, I'm just answering Bob Ion. Yes, what it basically says is that if you're asking the questions about the keys, you really don't need to because if you're ascended, you're not asking about that. And if you're not ascended, you're asking about it to become that. But you're not asking from an ascended position. And also, the other thing that it says about the keys is about the thinning of the veil. And when the veil thins, and when you, wait a minute, I have my notes here. I got to get this out. Bing, bing, bing. Hold on just a second here, people. Where is it? It's up here on my desktop somewhere. Oh gosh, now
I'll just say this, Ginny. While you're doing that, Carolyn is rehearing our original Revelations 68 hours, and she says that each key, back when Carolyn and I were first talking to Ion. In the summer of 2010, summer of 2010, each key is about 45 minutes of Ion talk. Right, Carol?
Yeah, 30
yeah, well, that
minutes.
Yeah, the recording's 6 hours long, Bob.
Yeah, so people want to know about the keys. You got to listen to the recording. Well, what is this Michael summary then that he did, and what are we evoking?
No,
well, that's what we're saying.
Don't undo it. You're doing good. The first part laid it out so you could say that there's a road. The other part said this is how you steer to miss the potholes. Now you're finding out what the base, what the crush and run is doing. Now you're getting how it actually applies. And let's go right back where we were talking about. You got three people. Now you've added something that even Bob's chart doesn't express. You're to a new landscape that is not in Bob's chart. Less than except you count it as the hexatic. The hexatic means you're into that completion side and the rear view mirror side of this position. Okay. Now, if you listen close, let those who have ears to hear listen. Yeah. This is what you want to hear. Now, just now, you're for the first time beginning to have a layer of folks in this ascension process that can have a hexatic view in the rear view mirror to see what their kingdoms look like and how it applies. Now, when we look at it now, it's the simplest thing in the world. The chambers of water around the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the temple, what was held was living water. And then they did their sacrifices. that was to appease the place of power where the individuals separated themselves from the power, from the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle, to the shoe bread, which was piled upon the altar, and the great big hunking loaves, and with the frankincense and myrrh on top of it, sitting there, and it sat there for a week, and then the priest ate it up. Then that would be in the Levites. They were the only ones that were powerful enough to do it. Then what happened is they would replace it. Well, where they would replace it, they would take the grains that were growing then, and they had a recipe, and they used the living water out of those vessels, 11 vessels around the temple, to make that shoe bread as an offering to God for holding their power. But now you can, Jenny Bell's sitting here in about 1 second. Wait a second. What the hell are you talking about, Eunice? There's no way in the world that could be the thing. You mean this offering that was supposed to be the way to have your power back is what they were offering God to keep their power behind the veil? I'm saving myself to give myself something that I could have myself if I had myself, so I'm going to pay rent to not watch this TV, basically. But now what's happening in a rearview mirror aspect, some are starting to come into their power. And here's what the zeitgeist didn't pronounce. The angels are pissed, y'all. If you don't know it, you better know it now. They are pissed. And they've leashed the perfect side. It's called a tech body. And Bob says, oh, we know all about that. We know about that. We built the chip body. We know what the four quadrants are. We know about the tiny note. We know this. We got this. We're all good and on point. We have this and that. Rah, rah, rah. But then what happens is, very quickly, similarly, what happens is you start realizing that is the angels feeding the tech body? Who's working for whom? We've been saying as we get more and more and more and more and more power, okay, the more power where we're getting it from, we go, you humans, you are continually pumping your power into something else. You originally pumped it into the Ark of the Covenant. And it was the most powerful thing. It was so powerful, it killed you dead as a stack of hammers. And then finally, from the Kohathanite side and the Amalekites, now Jenny's probably the only one that even knows all that. Bob's pretty good at it, and Carol can argue the recitation, but as far as applying how the Kohathanites fit into Seth's world, you didn't think we were going to do that, did you? Well, anyway, you don't need Jane Roberts for this one. It's pretty good. Now you come along full circle and say, wait a minute. We're doing the same thing now that we did then. We're feeding this box. We're putting all of our power now into this box. And now we trust to take care of us and do. Now, the tech body, well, let's just be really clear. The tech body's here going to fuck you up. It's going to tear you asunder. You're going to put all this stuff in there. And my wedding pictures, where's my wedding pictures? Oh, no, where's the wedding pictures gone? They may let you have them, and they may not let you have them. Think about this. Look at your house now, your home, your temple, your... Now, Carolyn would say the body is your temple, and that's your house, and take care of it, and that kind of stuff. Good. We think it's wonderful, but moats are great keeping weird things away from you. Moats are really good. High fences are good. Walls here at the wall. Yes, Buzz Coast, and there's a 121 Depot Street. We're fixing to show it to you since you couldn't find it. It's the least we could do, big, and it's the least we could do. Set that aside. Now what happened is you pumped everything into these machines. What would your castle look like if someone unplugged the Wi-Fi? What would it look like? What would it be like? Would you go to the library and pull a book?
What's the noun here? What are you talking about, Jenny or Carolyn?
I think he's just talking about people who have smart houses and stuff like that, Bob.
And what did he say about them?
What would happen if your house was rigged up to the smart house and you were on Wi-Fi or you were getting everything from Alexa or something, and then all of a sudden you can't do that, and now you can't get in and out of your house, you can't turn on your car or whatever, and you can't function because
a micro EMP in your home.
And that's at the simplest level. That's, you can't watch TV. You can't do this show. You can't look at the computer. Your telephone works only if you have cell signal. But guess what? If they unplug your Wi-Fi, guess what? They're not going to have any cell signal either. And if you did, if you put two more people on the network right now, the thing going to blow up anyway. Now, we're not even talking about power anymore. We're not even talking about electricity. The tech body has to do with this whole world of every bit of knowing ever piled into this one collapsible thing. And it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Okay? So once again, it's a representation of the original. The devices. Your TVs are big as the side of a billboard, but you watch something that's 6 inches. It's where the color TV started in the first place. 6 inches in diameter. Now you're right back to that. They got big as a billboard, now they're in your pocket. TV, that is. So you're sitting in traffic or in the airport or wherever, and you got TV, whatever you want, hit it. Netflix.
Are we doing any Keys Talk here?
This is
well,
Keys Talk.
Well, what I'm wondering about is because ION in the Keys, it says that the veil is rent in two, and
yep.
As far as the angels are concerned, okay, the next step is open up the box that contains the power that's been held back from the individual human creators, and once the mercy seat
yep.
is wrought, in other words, once the box is open,
yep.
then the
yep.
box is cracked, and everybody that's in their place of power receives their power. So what you're saying
yep.
now is that instead of the angels helping or doing or obeying the gods to bring them back to their, well, they don't even have to go back. It's already theirs anyway. So you're just saying that now they're going through working with the tech body or something? Is that what you're saying?
It is the tech body. The tech body is colluding with the angels.
So somehow we totally
yeah.
missed the phase of the veil thinning and the Ark power coming out of the Ark of the Covenant.
No,
okay.
No, wait, no, honey. In 2 seconds, you went from a trim line Princess telephone plugged into your bedroom and it hooked to a system that hooked to Ma Bell, that hooked to Bell South, that hooked to something, that hooked to something, that hooked to something, to now you're not hooked to anything. You don't even have any wires in your house anymore. Short of a little electricity here and there, and that's even becoming D.C. from an old thing. Maybe Tesla was right. D.C. was the way
yeah,
to go, because now you're having to convert.
You said the tech body's working with us, with I&M.
Well,
yeah.
It's also working with the angels, because it's going to undo. The little man, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is more powerful than you know, because what she represents is the little man, and according to her, they're all going to die, and she's right. And that's why they're following her.
Is she
like
going to die? Is she going to die, or if she'll
they're following,
and we'll give her some stuff? Is she going to die? Is she going to die?
People are following her like a bad case of the clap. And yes, she will be put into the ground. She will go
okay.
into the ground. Yes.
Okay. So let's go back. So the seven burning lampstands that are before the throne are that have the oil and are burning, in my notes, represent the ion covalent bonding. Is that right?
That is amazingly correct, and no one has spoke about this. No one can figure it out. Nobody knows. But now you're fixing to, because now your words are sound. Let's go back. We got water, the gladness, 19, and gave them vessels to water the earth with her creatures. Now, that would include little men, too, because they're creatures as well, because they're certainly not God. And they are the brothers of the first and the second. That's the Amalekites and the Coathanites, which you're the only one that hit that, Jenny. on point and said, well, that is that. And we didn't say, nobody said a word. They didn't know what the hell you were talking about, or we don't know what they were thinking. But guess what, darling? You knew it then. That was still back in Indiana. Do you remember that?
Well, I do know who the Kwathanites are for sure, and I know who the Amalekites are for sure.
Well, that's the first and the second.
Hey,
oh, okay.
Remember, Ion defined the cloud by day and the fire or something by night. And the cloud, because we were hearing about the cloud in the Android meme, Ion said the cloud that Moses and them had with them was our present cloud computer network. They had the tech body with them. Remember Ion saying that?
Yes, I do. I remember Ion saying that everybody's souls were going to get uploaded to the cloud to Sarah Courtney.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's happening. And then they say they sold their soul to the devil. Why would you do that? Well, I wasn't using it. Might as well. You're not using it. So might as well let you
okay,
get well, it right.
Hey, so everybody's confused on the chat line.
Go on, kill yourself.
I did a very good dialogue privately with Ion the other day, which led to the definition of the tech body. So I am saying slightly things that go past what he told us a couple days ago. 55 minutes long. I suggest I play this so everybody find out how we got to the tech body, and then we get back to the question. So I think that's what I'll do. Does anybody protest that, against that?
Nope. 55 minutes, you said, Bob?
Yeah, 51 minutes.
Okay, very good.
Before you get there, Bob, okay, but before you get to that point, all right, before you get there, let's do one little bitty cleanup. It's a little cleanup. You clear?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Jenny, the bump. This is what we're talking about, the bump. This is esoterically balanced. You can't be a hothead. You can't be all over the place. You can't be in and out. You got to be on point and on focus. And what you have done is somehow you, Jenny Bell, our Jenny Bell, have been able to overcome whatever is, and you look at the impossible and you go, okay, this is where we are. Now what? And then GQ comes back and he says, okay, stop all this craziness. Where are we right now? What do I got to do next? What's next? What's next? What's next? And that's how you go with it. And there's no issue, no intimation of anything other than let's go. What are we doing? How does this work? This is the issue. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And you use whatever is at your place of power, whatever that is. If it's a pencil, you'll use it. If it's a quill, you'll use it. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And the ability to do that is a marvelous thing, because you also know in the background what the goal is, what you're trying to achieve to. Once somebody runs the 4-minute mile, then everybody can sooner or later. But before that, no one could. And the race to the bottom is aligning this up to know that the tech body is in cahoots. Now, that Bob's got some sound bites that he's going to help clean a little bit of that, but we don't care if you get it or not. Used to, it made some kind of difference to us one way or the other. It doesn't make any difference to us anymore. Do you know why? Little men have been giving so much of their power to this machine that this machine has taken a life of its own. Everybody's saying that they're running around, the computer people are running down the Republicans because they don't want the Republicans to be in no office because they got no vote, and Pocahontas is mad and they don't know where it's coming from, and the polls ain't right. They ask the people and they put the check marks and they don't know if they're a citizen or not, but they got a license and they got a house and they got everything a citizen's got, and they're paying them tick taxes and they don't even know how to get their money checks and they don't know what's going on, and it's despicable what CNN has done. Guess what, darling? They ain't doing this no more. The tech body's doing this. When Fuck Bunny can have one little non-hit and 900 gajillion, billion, quadrillion people have clicked, oh, I love this, and don't know the first word the man is saying? Honey, Something's up here. Let me tell you.
It's Bob Frosty come true. The Android Beef talking to himself.
Okay.
So they can't do any legislation in Washington because they're not involved anymore. Surplus
they're not involved. They are not involved anymore. That's exactly right. It really makes no never mind or difference anymore.
Okay. Now let me ask this, and maybe this is covered in your session, Bob, but what I want to know is Greg watched the whole presentation of the fairness people on Google, how they're going to control their algorithm and how they get to decide what people get to see and what they don't get to see. And are you saying, Ion, that it's gone so far that even those people aren't in control anymore?
They don't know the algorithm to change. They didn't write the present algorithm that's running. They didn't set it up. You can ask Breitbart, Bart that goes mobile all the time. He is astounded to this day that we make a playlist, which we had to stop, by the way. That had to quit because it was messing stuff up. That each song become a playlist, and he's got 5,216 playlists that are gajillion songs from it. And then he's like, well, that's a list, and then that's a list, and then that's a list. He's, all we do is post a list. And you know, you already got more music than these boots are made for walking Sinatra. She did like two songs in her whole life, and she's her own zeitgeist now.
Is this fairness to the old lefty journalists, fairness in media? Or what was GQ watching?
Oh, he's right there. Greg, tell him what you saw.
What it was, Bob, is they secretly taped the CEO person who's in charge of the fairness policy for Google. And she was filmed basically saying, fuck Congress, they can't stop us, we're going to do what we're going to do, we're going to mobilize all of our resources, they can't break us up because nobody except Google is powerful enough to stop Donald Trump.
I know what you mean, that's about 2 weeks ago.
The
reason she could boldly say that, because that's a mouthful. They'll shoot you in the head. You don't do that. It's because she's not even running it. The alphabet's already been broken up. They already broke it up. That's what the alphabet companies were about. And then what they did is they chopped the heads off of all the cockroaches and found out that their shit was eggs. And if you got one, you got 10,000, and there is nothing you can do. And she's like, well, you know what? Just shut Google down. That's what you know I would. Take it. Government, take Google. Just take it all. Just take it all. We don't really need it anymore. Just take everything. You can have it. It's
so
all right.
What happened to her?
Just the money.
What happened to her?
She's saying clearly that they can't control it because the tech body's running it. We aren't running it. We say what we're doing, but that's what the fuck you is all about, is we're not even fucking you. You're fucked already.
So was she fired for saying that?
Nope. She most certainly was.
Yeah, because nobody's in charge there. They can say anything.
The tech body gave her a raise. What are you talking about? She got a bonus for a stellar presentation. They hid it in plain sight and put it everywhere there'd be steel. And it was like Bob's top secret CKLN stuff. Well, I'm never going to let this outside lesson except for four people that aren't watching CNN on the Saturday night extravaganza for the world's best shoe. Five of them work for the company, so they show up on time to make sure that they're in place. It's a good run to go. Of course. But the point now that this tech body is so strong that if you're not a god, it's going to gobble you up. You have now separated yourself all but
That's
completely.
That's my kind of game. Now I'm ready to play. I'm getting back into force. I'm getting in shape. My kind of level of Olympic quality exercise.
Now is a good day. Now, if there's ever been a good day to be in charge, today's a good day to be in charge. This is a good day. But now you see what happened.
I just was appointed
the
this
angels,
week. I'm in charge. It was the best time to do
the
it.
Angels,
I lay low
the angels. The angels are driven. The angels are driven by these keys in the airs. You all have taken an interest in them, appropriately so, that you're feeling it, you have an unction to it, you have an air of expectancy, you're wanting this to usher forth, and it is, and it is, and it is. You don't want to be, when the roll is called up yonder, you want to be there. And Bob's even finding new, as Bread of Life starts churning along, Bob's even finding new Vestal Goodman songs. Y'all realize Bob's been made Vestal Goodman a thing, and now, just now, the tech body on the TV that runs has found Vestal Goodman songs that ain't never been played. Ever.
That's right.
And Bob's like, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's
the
that?
Bread, Jenny. It's incredible. the stuff, and Carol saw some of it, really a rare, well, never seen before, wrestle playing.
Where did this come from? And it's not even programmed or put on. You just push the button, and it comes on, and that's what you get. And Bob's like, well, how is this? We've been bored to death. We hate looking for, wore the LP of looking for a city out. Wore it out. Then the Victrola wouldn't even crank out no more for playing the Johnny Cook back and forth of the highness tenor of the looking for a city. And that's what people been doing, was looking for a city. Now they're starting to find one, and all of a sudden new music's popping up all over the place. And don't worry, it was captured, obsolete, sent to his email, it'll be lost, they'll put in a peat bog, he'll dig it up, he'll overrun his memory again, he'll get another lucky box, send himself another email, he'll lose the email, he'll call Carolyn. Carolyn will get upset because she didn't do what he told her to do. She's going to pull back a file. She's going to move back. It's on the other boxy thing that you put on where you back up. So reinstall it. Get somebody to come in the tech body and straighten it all out. She's going to promise them before God that she's never going to let Bob touch the damn computer again. We're going to take the wires away from him, and we're not going to have this ridiculous anymore. It's going to be safe from now. We're never going to have this trouble again until it happens next time, and then we'll do this again. So be sure and remember, if you're not going to hear about this no more, that you know what it was you didn't hear in case we have to do this again. Okay, so notes are continuing, and what happens now, softly, what's happening now, this sets up his sound bites, hopefully, so it's a bit of clarity. But now, just to be clear, like Vestal Goodman said on the TV the other night, he says, after so long a time, we don't care if you get it or not. It really doesn't make any difference to us anymore. If you do, you do, and if you don't, you do. It don't bother us, because the more you don't do, the more power you're pumping into this box. And the more power you pump into this box, the more you're making, forcing, pushing power into the tech body. Now, the angels just love that. Ooh, and give them, make their little TTs hard. Ooh, they're ready to go. Ooh, they're tearing it up. They own the money. But guess what they don't know? Tech body is more supportive of non-physical, because angels kind of are in the portion of non-physical, aren't they? The zeitgeist is turned. So now what happens is the very thing that everybody's railing against in the global warming over, under, everything around it, due to stuff, is the very thing Bob said, yep, don't tear that up. Yep, gonna burn it. Damn that Hoover Dam. Take it out. You don't need the Hoover Dam. What's that ridiculous? That's, this ain't Hoover. It's ridiculous. Don't undam that water. Let it go. Turn it loose. We don't need it. What? Are they going to back the water up until it goes over the Hoover Dam backwards? That might be interesting. Uh-oh. They did build a bridge over that, you know. So everything is possible. Okay. Nothing is out of bounds. Now, Bob, we set this up for a little bit, so that you can now get a little taste of the setting the scene. We hopefully set it up for you, Bob.
Yeah, we agree. So,
water angry.
Okay, so
listen to it,
but I'm looking through my notes, and right here it says in my notes, in October of 2010, October 25th, the seventh seal is broken, Ion and the chip body. Now, this has been going
That's
on
right.
for years.
No, no, that's the chip body, and we
that's
just
the chip
heard
body.
The 50 minutes.
So you're saying that ion, so ion killed the chip body. So,
yes.
So far we've,
yes.
Ion's killed the chip body, and
yes.
Somehow ion has gotten rid of the Ark of the Covenant and moved everything
yes.
into the tech body for a battle with the angels.
Basically, well, Ion didn't do it. The little man who had the opportunity to ascend and didn't put their power that came back on this earth. Remember the upper room? Remember the power came down from heaven and fell on their heads like fire? The upper room was yesterday, day before tomorrow. And they fell and they were imbued with power. And then the Ephesians with the whole armor of God and how you're supposed
yeah,
to
yeah, 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 yeah,
power.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
yeah.
was unloosed when they rent the veil. And then ever since then, what's been happening, thank you for the four bodies, the four quadrants, whatever that ridiculous mess he's been spewing for all these years, that set those all those things in quadrants that allowed it to be focused like an energy beam into your body so you can become God. Well, if you don't, it's got to go somewhere. It's like a pickle. It's like a cucumber. Once it hits the vinegar, you can never go back. You can't go back. You're in the pickle now. So then what happens is that power created it. What we didn't create it. The tech body evolved and was created. And now
so now are the Amish people in a better position to ascend because they have...
They're still tech. They've been teched as well. Their horses have to ride on a certain side of the road, and if they hit so far out of bounds, they're teched as well. They can't do their shipping. They can't do their business. They can't do their interstate commerce. They got to take credit cards at their little stores where they make the pies that they sell to the people. Got to have Square to do that, honey.
Yeah, that was McLuhan's point, Ginny. You know, the electric environment involves everybody despite your chemical body creed and beliefs. So Africans were involved.
The Amish
people who are buying products from us don't even have credit cards. They have to send us checks.
Jenny, I'm going to complete. Listen to this. In the 60s, the Africans had no fucking contact with satellite reality, but the satellite global theater was affecting all the other advanced countries, which were affecting Africa. So you couldn't be unaffected, whether you had a TV or a satellite or not. So now what were you saying, Jenny?
I said the Amish people who buy products from us have to send us checks. They don't have credit cards. They don't even use a phone.
Do.
They don't have an email.
That's right. Good. That's right. But they have. Guess what? The bank where they send the check is chipped. If the bank chip said the tech body in that bank said they ain't got no money, you ain't gonna get paid.
Okay, but if you're ascended, you don't have to give money much attention to this, right, Ion?
Well, how do you get a
this is not an attention. This is a wonderful thing, darling.
What images are you going to have to state to your mind that you've ascended? None of the images are really about you. You can't use communication in any form to determine that you're ascended.
Well, I know you don't use that. You use your own knowing.
You don't know what to know. You don't know. You don't have a knower. It's been absorbed. So back in 2010... That was really good. The seal worked with the chip body, but there was a next phase where the chip body would be overused as people went through 2.0 and enjoyed the Huxleyan, the Aldous Huxleyan abundance of the multi-way broadcasting, as I laid out in that 50 minutes. It flips into the tech body, which at best the Bible says it's the mark of the beast and look out. But it's more complex than that. That's what I was teasing out, other levels of the complexity of what hell that's coming, the 2.5 years of tribulations. People are going to say, this is great. It's not going to appear to be tribulation. Is that accurate, Ion, what I just said there?
It's like lunch meat, Bob. It's always ready.
So hell is always ready to serve you, fit you into a comfortable niche.
Of course. But now, Jenny, you realize the issue that you're not even arguing the point. This is not to be pay attention. You want to pay attention. This is serving you tremendously because now you know where the zeitgeist is going. You know what's up. You know where this is going. You know how to feed it. You know which side of the road to be standing on when the bus comes by. You don't want to have to run across the road and get run over by the said bus. Remember, we took a year and a half trying to figure out the difference between the toast and the toaster. Remember?
Okay, so here's the seventh. Here's the seventh trumpet and the seventh seal. Okay, the middle kingdom, where the three kingdoms come together and power and authority come together. Hence, let's go back to the fifth seal where we started tonight. Power and authority coming together. When you come into power, you have your authority. You'd rather be happy than right. Be in your power first, be happy second. The 420 elders sit down before God and worship, saying, we give thanks, gratitude, and appreciation to the Lord authority, God Almighty power, which is and was and is to come now, because you've taken your great power and you've shown up for your coronation. The people were angry that you took your power. Exodus comes. They are judging themselves. You are serving yourself with what you speak and appreciate what you have and those who went before you and those who set up the guff. You give your reward to those who fear your name. Be careful of those who want to destroy the earth. And you are in your and the physical was opened up, your home on earth, the temple and the ark, and the container of the lightnings, the trumpets, the seals, and you come into your power and experience the effects of great chaos for a short time. That's what the and the physical body cells are cleaned up by the 144,000 DNA transition. That's what happens when the seventh seal is broken and the seventh angel blows the trumpet and the seventh thunder rings, and that's out of our Revelations text, and that's what we discussed in October 25th of 2010.
That sounds like the motion, the movement into the hex attic. We didn't have that understanding then. But do you agree, Karen, what Ginny just expressed about the seventh seal opening, is that moving into the hex attic?
Well, it says you enjoy great care. Do you agree, Carolyn? But, I mean, are you asking Carolyn or me? Because if you're asking me...
No, you, Ginny. Oh, no, I'm asking Aya.
Okay. Because if you're asking me, it says... You enjoy, come into your power and experience the effects of great chaos for a short time. The effects precede the cause.
Remember the tumult of the hexatic phase.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, that's described in 2010, and now here we are in 2019. But somehow, you know, I'm just saying... is, you know, this is just more of the expanding awareness of what's already been described, and that's what I'm asking Ion.
Okay.
Yeah, and it brings you finally to the conclusion that you now have an ally, and all this power that's not being embraced by the little men is pumping the tech body to be even bigger. He'll be bigger, like Carolyn, he'll be bigger than Jesus.
But why isn't all the power that's being not embraced by the little man pumping me into my 144,000 double helix strands?
Because of the fifth key that says, conclude us as receivers of your mysteries. Semicolon. You got to know what a semicolon is. Bob, get ready to tell them what a semicolon is. For why? Our Lord and Mr., capital M, is all one. That's that merging, if you choose to.
We moved into the hexatic. We moved into the hexatic in 2009 when Ion showed up March 18th. So we were in it through 2010, 11, 12. Ion is saying that something has shifted. It's beyond the chip body, which Ion was controlling, working with, doing something. We did that for 7 or 8 years. Try to ask Ion, Ginny, but what is different between the tick body and us and the chip body 9 years ago?
This is what I'm asking, Bob. It's okay, so we've got the seventh seal, 2010, October. Now we're here with the tech body.
Figure.
Well, what was figure back then, though, with the seventh seal, and this is what I was just reading, is the Ark of the Covenant The Kohathites are the Levites that are responsible for the Ark of the Covenant and the shewbread. And what I'm saying is that they are the ones who open up this whole thing with the big 400-pound box and the whole deal of carrying the power and opening it up for the people who are positioned to receive that. And now Ion saying that once was in the Ark of the Covenant somehow has jumped over into the chip body, and I'm wondering, you know, how did that...
See, your image, we say, oh, now we, you said, open up for the people. But what are the people? What are they made up of? They were made up of five bodies, then the Hexatic invaded, and then that caused a problem between the angels and the Hexatic human, and non-physical, and the tech body came out of that. See, it's a weird... You got to have better images of where we're at. See, because they had the cloud back in Moses' time, but we've got the cloud. But what's different? The cloud's turned on us. And we got Ion here actively assisting us, those who are wanted. You see how you can't just say, oh, wow, I can go out to, you know, up to New Hampshire and get a place, and I'm cool because I know, I got my knowing. No, it's way more involved than that. And so involved, we're in a battle here with Ion and angels and tech body.
Okay, I don't mind the complexity of it, Bob. What I'm saying is somehow we jumped over the important part of the Ark of the Covenant. That's what I'm asking. Did we jump over it?
The tech body's become the new Ark of the Covenant. Humans found a new place to hide.
Okay, but let me just say this. The gods did not find a new place, right? Because the gods are
gods are giddy over it. They're tickled to death. They're pleased beyond words. They don't care.
Which gods are these? You're talking about the ascended physical? Is that what you mean by god?
Yeah.
Or do you mean the Greek gods?
That's right. If
they're genie of gods. The gods, so what have the gods, what have the ascended done? Genie?
The ascended physical and the becoming ascended who are aware of the role of the Kohathites and the Ark of the Covenant and all these other aspects and the covenant blessing of the thunders and the covenant that I made between me and me are not worried about what's happening in the tech war.
Oh, yes, they have to be because the Ark of the Covenant failed. All those terms you just referred to are not relevant to today. We got a new kind of Ark of the Covenant, which is the tech body, and it's helping and working with our ascended, what Ion calls the Ionic allies of Ion, what he calls the non-physical. You see, you cannot say...
Okay, Bob, stop speaking. Stop. Ion, the Ark of the Covenant failed.
Yes, it was not able to hold the power when the veil was rent in two.
Wait, I can't hear Ginny. Did Ginny disconnect?
No, I'm sitting right here.
Well, you didn't finish your sentence. State your thing again, Ginny.
I did. I said, Ion, did the Ark of the Covenant fail? And Ion said, yes, it could not hold the power when the veil was rent in two. What date was that?
Who was Khalid?
It's the second Jesus when the veil was rent in two. That's when it was released. But it was 40 days after Pentecost, after Easter.
Okay, so somewhere between October of 2010, when we were talking about the seventh seal, and today, the Ark of the Covenant failed.
No, that image is obsolete. There's a new Ark of the Covenant.
Bob, please, I'm talking about the Ark of the Covenant that Ion went through explicit detail describing through our Revelation series. If that failed and Ion went through great detail to explain it, I'm trying to figure out when it failed.
It failed when the second Jesus was crucified after Jesus' ascension. When he ascended, that's when the veil was opened. That's when all the power was loosed. That's when they started finding, and then later they started finding a Jerusalem that was not. They started finding the Dead Sea Scrolls that were not. They started finding out all these different new pearls that were there, that the power had been released, and that the Eden was ready to grow fruit again. But it was a long journey and trek through. That would be pre Mary McLuhan. Jenny.
I thought it was the third Jesus got crucified, Ion.
Second. They said, when was the veil rent? That was the second Jesus.
Well, that's new. And he's still around.
Second
that
Jesus.
That Jesus is still around.
That's right. And then power was absorbed by the second Jesus appropriately, and all others had the opportunity to. Which then recharged the white stone, which then recharged the living water, which then reactivated the, what you all are calling the eye cell now, and insulinose, which is nothing other than the contents of the manna that fell from the cloud the first time, the cloud of glory. And that's Bob's 40-year journey through the rabbit hole when he could have done the journey in 3 days, but he rejoices in the long journey and the engagement to see how many of the other enlightened ones he could put in the ground before time to go. And he hadn't even done the alien stuff yet, so it's pretty exciting from that side. So, Jenny, to answer your question, the empirical reference of the when the Ark of the Covenant failed was then. But now that is the representation of the power and how it works. All right, and we even went through the details of where the actual Ark of the Covenant is now. And
yes,
all those,
I remember. I have all my notes.
Yes, darling, and that applies. And now it so much applies how important that was. It's just as important here as you had the chance to take all your power right then, right there. Some of you are, and you're doing well. There's no contest here. But this is for the everybody aspect of the conversation. More people than you have not. And the more that have not, you have all this loosey-goosey power flowing around everywhere. And the angels are saying, hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, let's see what's going on. Let's this move this around a little bit. Y'all going to put the wrong people in office, and they're going to start passing laws that mess things up. Let's just swirl that up a little bit. We'll just make it a little frosty. Let's make it a little something-something that they'll be all spinning all over the place. And now everything becomes frothy milk and no content. So that's why your legislation is all but dead, gone, and done. Now what happens is they become ineffectual in every way. Because they can't do this, and they can't do that, and they can't do this. And everybody with money is a pedophile, and they run around molesting people for something, for shits and giggles or something to do until they get caught. Then they don't have their money, and then they can't get out of jail, and then they can't put up their $77 million house in New York because it's not enough. Although three times before, they slipped right through it, and it was no problem. We got the lowest little market you'd ever get. Now, all of a sudden, he's getting drawn and quartered. He's like, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. They're not going to be nice to him incarcerated, we can assure you. It's not going to be pretty. So set that aside now, how things are rolling where you can just throw a little money at it. That was a representation of power. That was the first conversion from the Great Recession, what do you call that, depression, and Hooterville's and Hooverville's and that whole fall. That's another representation of how we must have power. We must have power. We must have power in the nothingness. And a Hoover dollar would buy something. A Hoover dollar was worth something. Or now dollars don't have much value. And you go to get a hamburger and it's $25 when it used to be $2.50. And you don't seem to mind. That's the escalation of money flowing freer. So it costs more. So it's freer. So you don't worry about it. And on and on and on. So now the next phase that comes into is, hey, Jenny, because people didn't take their power, their power went somewhere, and now it's collected and the angels have prescribed, we'll use this to distract you even more. And that's in the vial of judgments, and you're the only ones, you and Sasha. Now, Sasha's notes are good now. Don't mess this up. They're good. But yours go linear, where you draw all the way across from the vial of judgments. You're dealing with the churches. Their condition. You're dealing with the lampstands. You're dealing with the vial of judgments. You're dealing with all. We ain't even got to the two harlots that are still in the kicker at this point. All those things are applying and occurring simultaneously. That's the reason we said go laterally rather than all the seven judgments and all the seals and all the those conditions. Rather than going up and down, go across. So you can see these things happening, as you said, correctly, simultaneously. Okay. Now, the outcome of the simultaneity is in the hexad, the hexadic, which does indeed dismiss, kill the chip body. Finally, you remember we've been railing against that since the fall in 2009. We've been railing against that one because it was ridiculous. It was just taking a representation of your power and vomiting back whatever you put in. So you put crap in, you get crap out. Now you put whatever. No, that's not it. No, that's not right. No, that's not right. Not found. Not found. Not no. No, you got to know how to ask now. Now, in the word of the tech body, you got to know what to ask. And it'll take you somewhere. It's like, did you mean? No, this is what you meant. You don't even know. Why are you speaking? You don't even be talking. We got this. We'll tell you what you need to know. You're asking way too many questions. Stop. Don't molest us anymore. Serious, this can turn into a bitch now. We're going to tell you. And that's what's going to happen from the aspect or position that the tech body is going to be made stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, Bob is the dark soul, but he's not the Antichrist. There's a difference. The Antichrist representation becomes the tech body only because it's going to be embraced by everybody, sinner and saint alike. You can't even the Amish people who can't have it and can't stand it and don't do it, still got to have electricity to keep their businesses working. Well, you hypocrite, how's that pure? You got doorknobs, that's a simple machine. You hypocrite. No wonder you got spookers in your house and your bread won't rise. No wonder you got the hank on you. See that spooky spiritual from the disconnect? We don't have a problem with that. We're not against Amish people. We love Lancaster. It's the most wonderful place in the world. They're the most delightful people in the world. We don't even have issue if they're wholesome. But don't sit here and go be some Philistine. Going to tell us how we're going to buy diamonds from the Syrophoenicians. That's a little different conversation. It ain't all that in a bag of chips, but yeah, they make the best apple fritters in the whole wide world. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But they're still judged by the tech body, whether they want it or not, whether they believe it. Why are they buying anything? Why wouldn't they come to Mooresville and say, hello, Jenny, come help me out with this whole problem that we have, because the scriptures that I'm reading are your same scriptures, but you get something different out of it than I do. And you say, how did you hear those words, if not on the tech body? You see? Did someone send a carrier pigeon to tell them about the product? How did they find out about the product? How did Remag come into their environment?
Carrier pigeon.
Gotcha.
Carrier pigeon.
Okay, good. That was so the ley lines... So the ley lines have changed and allowed them to get straight up to Pennsylvania to be able to access it, you see, because
yep.
Even the birds are confused now because they've even moved where north is, you see. And even your dark soul don't know which way the wind's blowing. If he's facing south in Maui, the wind's hitting him in the face. Which way the wind's blowing, he doesn't know. It's okay, though. It's not a problem because you apparently don't need to know. Now what's happening is even the things that are not included are still judged by this tech body. And it's just it's not in its beginning stages, but it's astounding people because it's smarter than they are, so they make it where you can't figure it out, and you can't type, and you can't do this. You don't type, you can't read, you don't read, you don't listen,
okay,
you don't know,
so
you don't include.
Okay, so Ion, so instead of having who was it, Will Guy or Tom Hanks or something blow up the AI, you're saying that the EMP has to take it out, otherwise mankind is doomed? Is that kind of what the message is?
Yes.
Is this the dinosaur extinction story?
Wait,
yeah.
What did Ion say? Is that going to take it out? What did you say, Ion?
You'll see.
Oh, you'll see. You see, so someone was telling me today that Trump is...
But no, wait, Ion, you said that earlier. I'm asking... Said that only an EMP can take it out.
Yeah, and we said, you're asking that, and we said it. Now you're asking again, and we said, you're going to see it. You'll see.
Yeah, it's not that simple, because he said in that thing I played, the tech body... EMP might not be completely successful. It implied it may not completely wipe itself out. That was a passing remark. But what I got, what you just evoked here, Jimmy, is the tech body is the Antichrist. And so you've got people anthropomorphically, physically projecting that Trump is Hitler. And, of course, the Bible presents a chemical body in all the scenario of the Armageddon and the apocalypse. You've got to change your images, which is the reason we had art and science, to change your images through all the last 1,500 years of zeitgeist. And now we have new images that I'm explaining. And so those idiots will project the simple body scenario. Oh, when I know and I'm ascended, and they say, oh, shit, Trump is the Antichrist. Trump is a fake. It's not the Antichrist. It's a tech body. There's no human image in it. Is that correct, Ian? Am I getting close to what you're trying to say?
Well, precisely that. But here's an even better point. Even Adolf Hitler didn't molest as many women as Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King Jr., the 60s guy.
Well, we'd have said Daddy King if we were talking about his daddy. Martin Luther King.
Are you talking about Martin Luther King, the famous guy, gets shot in 68? His father molested many people.
No, Martin Luther King, as you're saying, Jr.,
yeah,
molested more people and was more hurtful to more women than Adolf Hitler was.
Well, did Hitler molest many people?
No, he didn't.
He didn't. So you just have to do five people and you beat Hitler.
But what does that have to do with Trump? I missed the segue there. Did you get it, Bob?
Okay. Yes, you mean the Martin Luther King reason. Yeah, what's that got to do with the... Yeah, what have you refined on people projecting anthropomorphic Hitler on Trump, a chemical body? What did you just explain more there, Ian, with the Hitler point?
That your icons, the marvelous things that you're supporting, is something that broke the chains and opened things up and made things better for everybody else, was a bit of a hypocrite. At least Hitler was clean in what he was trying to do. Hitler was trying to do the same thing you're doing, Bob.
Oh, yeah, they're putting the wrong enemy on it. They should put, Jeffrey Epstein. Put Jeffrey on there. But are you saying...
Well, make up somebody. All Hitler was trying to do was what you're trying to do, Bob. Only you're trying to provide ascension so they have the capacity. He was trying to breed, just like Deuteronomy, Jenny Bell, just like Deuteronomy in the begatting stages to figure out who begat whom. He was trying to breed a super race. He was trying to use science. Y'all love that so damn much. He was trying to use science to breed a perfect breed of people. And apparently, the things that were close to lamb's blood, which in those days were the tribes of Israel, he had to get shed of because he kept bumping into them into the genome. They were a little smarter than they were given credit for in this process of the blue-eyed,
okay,
bear mind.
So to project Trump, to use Hitler is silly. That's the point, Jenny. You don't say the ultimate evil is Hitler. He was nice in many ways compared to Epstein circuit. But you get closer to what the image is of what the tech body is through Croker's writings. His 90s writings describe this monster tech body, which has left the chemical body a little far behind. So no cultural images of paintings, of movies, of chemical bodies applies to where we're at now. And Ion came in to deal with that, to provide us a little assistance against the coming tech body. So, Ion, would you correct what I'm saying? Would you add to it? Would you tell Greg Duffel to go fuck himself and stop typing nonsense and pay attention?
No, he's doing a great job of that to himself. It's all good. It's no worries.
Yeah, look at that. Look at Greg's ridiculous typings. So what is Trump, the last trumpet, what is Donald Trump? Well, Ion tells us that he's a guy on our products, he's working with Ion, he had nobody to run against in the election, he used Twitter. Scott Talkingham is the one who made that statement, as far as I know, that nobody ran against Trump in 2016. So he was on another level. Everybody keeps thinking he's a human being. So the tech body and the non-physical and the angels includes, no, those factors that make up the icon Trump. You get that, Jenny? Trump is made up of the tech body, the angels, the non-physical, and Bob, and the simulation of the dark soul. That is what the Bible didn't do. It didn't spell it out. And then artists and scientists try to spell out factors over the last 500 years, and then you get Coker getting really close, and no one reads Coker, no one understands Coker, it's too crazy, but it's exactly what Ion's saying. And now, we don't know what Ion is, we can't image Ion, we can't image the angels, we can't image what we're dealing with. So you become an automatic zombie on the bread of life, the living water.
Okay, Bob, that sounds great. Sign me up.
How you do it.
Wonderful.
You can call that knowing, but you still got to interact with language and the mind extension that we have here. So what do you say to that, Ion? What would you add to that? How does this bring Carolyn back in so Carolyn doesn't go home? How do you is this the key, or are we describing the past 2 hours, Ion? Are we doing key five?
You're still in the fifth. Still in key five.
I have Carolyn right here. She's in the chart, and what was said back then in 2011 was that Bob introduces Ion as the non-physical extension of physical.
Yes, yes, that was good. That
So yes, we have to get back into the physical, or you're going to lose your bride, Bob.
Yes, well,
that's post Mary McLuhan.
That's right. There you go.
Mary McLuhan. So what do you say, Carolyn? You've been not listening for 2 hours, eating pizza, and partying with JW. What are you going to say now?
Yeah. JW or Ion.
I don't think, are you hearing Carolyn? Ginny, move away so that it's not cheating. I don't think she's coming through.
Carolyn is muted, or doesn't
You're
sound
muted,
right.
Carolyn. Oh, no, I unmute you. If I figure out which one you are.
347.
It doesn't, okay, I got it. All right, so I'm unmuting you, Carolyn. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Yeah, when you were asking what Carolyn and JW were doing, yeah, JW or Ion has been texting me during all this.
What's he saying?
See, no, echo.
Three different tweets, each with one word?
No, Bob.
Oh, see, no echo. Oh, well, there's no echo here?
I guess not.
Well, there is with you and I, but Ion is saying, sitting there's no echo.
Right.
I can't remember for what.
Well, you would have noticed. But anyway, very interesting. Ginny brings up some good points, evokes a whole bunch of new things. So every time we go over the keys, we'll have a whole different set of words. That's what we're proving. Yeah. So we could do the keys. We could have a Saturday show that is all about the keys every week for the next year. But we won't.
Let me come back. Okay, so here's what Ion said back in 2015.
Oh, there goes the echo, Bob. Sorry.
Well, that's because Carolyn's nearby. Now she's moved away. No echo now, right? Oh, if she goes on mute, there's no echo. So, Carolyn, this is a transcription that Bert made this week, and I posted it a few hours ago. It's item number 5. Dr. Dean has perfected the way the body processes protein. And it's July 18, 2015. Ion says, everybody's worried about their weight, but we tell you that the scales are going to change. Well, does that mean I'm heavier or not? No, it's going to be all about body mass. Dr. Dean has perfected the way the body processes protein, and she's perfecting exactly the way protein interacts with the body. Now, and then Ion goes, now, okay. Bob's helping a little bit. Bob's working out all the strands of the amino acids and figuring out exactly which amino acids and which one without L-arginine and how much L-arginine it won't have that will be significant. Bob's doing all that. So kudos to Bob again. He once again is saving the day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So it starts off praising Carolyn and then veers off to praising Bob. Note that, people. Figure that one out. Anyways, we're working together, me and Carolyn, and I don't know how to finish the paragraph. Oh.
And whichever one lives through the helping each other, I guess, will win. What do you think? Happy anniversary. No, happy anniversary. No, happy anniversary. Well, better luck next year. Happy anniversary.
Okay, so Ion, my final question for tonight on the fifth key, and then I'm going to wrap up, is to let somebody else talk. I just want to ask Ion about covalent bonding, Ion and covalent bonding as it relates to the seven lampstands.
That's how they connect. Look at the line in the fifth key. Vessel to water the earth with her creatures. And they are the brothers of the first and the second and the beginning of their own seats, which are garnished with continually burning lamps. 69,636 numbers.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay.
Are as the first, the ends, and your contents of time. Okay. Hold on 1 second. So keeping your lamps, wicks trimmed and burning, which means you keep the oil in them. Okay. Those are significant from the covalency of the cellular structure.
Okay. And in my notes, I also have circled the word vessels, and then around it I have written hydrogen.
Yeah. The polypeptide bonds, how many polypeptide bonds are there in a natural cell?
I don't know that part.
Okay, it's exactly 69,636 per cell.
69,632, and this says continually burning lamps, 69,636. So where's the other four? In the existing strands?
That's what you're beginning with. That's your beginning part. That's what you got now.
Okay.
Four. But you got to have all the amino acids for that to apply. See, that's
but Carolyn's already found them in the crown of thorns.
That's correct. And so now they got to be released. Okay? They got to be released. Then science has got to look, because you got to do a study to see if they are, they are not, or they might be, or they could have been, if they fit in the chart that fits down. From the A, B, B, C, C, D, D, the A, B, C. That's Bob's A, B, C, people. They got to fit in the amino acid chart.
I'm on. Okay, this 69 blah, blah, thousand. If you're talking about four being left over, you're implying that's the DNA. So 69 blah, blah, thousand is nucleic acids, not polypeptide chains.
No.
When
they changed, we said the number of polypeptide bonds.
Bonds. But polypeptides, they don't make DNA, RNA. It's nucleic acids.
No, it's not. It's not affecting the nucleic acid. It's affecting the number of strata. For example, each RNA strata chain, we're talking about 144,000 of those. So those polypeptide bonds have to swirl, and the swirl makes a bonding. And she's her only question is covalent bonding. That's what this is about. Because she's asking, and it's perfect to ask that right here, right now, because it's the only place that it's going to apply in this key. It's the soup.
Okay.
It's the anthropomorphic soup that you would use to make this fit. Now, we would say it's not the heart, it's the pericardial fluid that allows that to stay together. Because you can't take 144,000 double helix strands out of a frog and make something. But asexually, a frog could replicate 144,000 double helix strands without anything. See? So that's the number of polypeptide bonds that allow those strands to be, it's the soup it can stay in. It goes back. Somebody might have mentioned something about those Cheerio C's in the hearts. They're cooking the carbon, the little C's, cooking them together, trying to find enough electrons to make those stay. You got to have the soup in order for that to hold. See, the same issue that you had with that crazy flavored Remag wouldn't hold in solution. The same thing, because there wasn't enough bonds to hold it. to make it be. And then finally decided, well, wait a second. This is the most wonderful thing that's ever been wonderful that ever was wonderful. Take it or don't take it, die. We don't care. We make it available. Hey, the slop's in the trough. If the hogs come eat it, come eat it. If you don't, we ain't mad. Don't make any difference. But that's the same issue that would not allow it to consistently stay in solution. Same thing with your polypeptide bombs and bombs, bonds. And that's what Jenny perfectly brought up to say, this is the fort, the ring, and the angel diagram, the fort, the distance between the 13 and the 14th ring with the covalent. Remember, like the valence and the valence. The curtain cover, and then how it applies, and that settled in the space between those two of the cell. The one, like a zygote, when it blocks it so no other sperm can enter the cell, it's locked off. That's that bonding that covers as a protective line. That's the same thing that would typically say you can't have 144,000 double helix strands because it locks off. And then the middle of the cell locks and says, don't make another one. Lock, don't make another one. Which is what you're saying, which has nothing to do with polypeptide conditions. It's once that splits, what do you do with that? Once it splits and keeps making rather than cutting off, where is that done in a covalent bond? Otherwise, those strands would be against it. You would literally have a horn growing out your ear.
Right. Got it. We're in the soup.
Good. That's astute, y'all, because people are going to question things, and then when she's got that straightened out, they're going to go, oh, oh, oh. So that's good.
Hey, Karen, why did you go, ah, when the 69,000 number or something around then was said by Ion?
Just the number meant something. You know, you see this number in the middle of the key, and what the heck is that? And all of a sudden,
oh,
it's polypeptide bond. Yay!
That's the number in the key. Okay.
And, Jenny, it goes back to where you're the only one when we did lampstands originally about the wicks and keeping them trimmed and keeping them burning. And like all of Hanukkah is the, how the battle lasted, that their oil lasted longer than it could, eight crazy nights, longer than it was possible to last. The same thing with these bonds and how those apply in the connection places. So you mean to tell us that without the lampstands, you can't ascend? That is exactly correct. Because until you have the soup to hold the ascension, it'll never take. That's why Jesus, when he come out of the tomb and he was walking on the Emmaus Road and they was trying to get busy with him, he said, hold on, hold on. Don't touch me yet. My ascension is not yet complete.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's a question about that. People are saying, why couldn't he be touched? Did we talk about that yet?
Because of 69,636 polypeptide bonds that had not completely sealed in lampstands that wicks were not properly trimmed.
Awesome.
And they are the brothers of the first and second and the beginning of their own seats, which are garnished with continually burning lamps. 69,636, whose numbers are as the first and end, the ends and the contents of time. It's all of Deuteronomy in reverse. It's the path back to your place. It's how it was supposed to work. Now, that's all the science behind it, but who gives a flip about science? You got the tech body fixing to get you messed up. You have no idea, because everybody's going to follow what the tech body says, and it's going to be deliberately wrong or inappropriate, because the tech body's going to say, we don't give a fuck. You don't run nothing. Get over there and sit down somewhere. Nobody listen to you. Who are you? Get you in your little podcast and get the fuck off somewhere. You ain't nobody. What do you think you
say
run? You
something.
Don't run nothing.
Say something.
Say something.
So that sounds
yeah,
like Trump.
Yeah.
That sounds like Trump.
We'll bust a cap up in your ass. That's what we'll do. And then what happens is you turn around and you go, why is this machine speaking to us like that? And then they can say, God damn, on South Park, everything's up in the air now. It's on like Donkey Kong. And you can say,
the car, say, goddamn old cartoon. Boy, in the day you got octagon soap in your mouth, you said he took the Lord's name in vain. That's exactly right, because you are the God, and if you don't come into your player's place of power, officially you are damned. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. And that's why it would be quite blasphemous to do that, because you'd be further complimenting yourself as a doomed God. You better know it. It's not that God damned it, it's that you're the God that's damned. So, God, where's your goddamn God? You got something about that?
So this is how Trump sounds. So Trump is the tech body.
He represents it.
Represents it, yeah.
He represents the seat. He represents the seat of authority. And he says his economy, his rule and reign is the biggest in the world. That every economy follows the master, the dragon. I said the dragon again. Go get the mountain, Lord. It's gonna be a big deal. It's a hot time in the old town tonight, because now what's happening? Things are starting to click.
And that's what you see.
Now, some three or four people that has left CNN to actually listen to this gobbledygook, they're actually starting to put some of the pieces together, and it's amazing.
Yes.
But don't get over five. If you get over five, it'll probably go ugly.
You know how those bodies are.